when the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival gets underway in a couple of weeks. It'll offer viewers hundreds of movies across three competition categories, retrospectives, and a host of other sections. The man ultimately responsible for the selection of all of those films is Karel Och, who, at only 37 years of age, will this year serve as Karlovy Vary's artistic director for the first time. When we spoke recently at the festival's offices in central Prague, I asked Karel Och how he had become interested in movies in the first place.
It just happened, sort of, in a way, and I started to go to a local cinema in my hometown, which is a small town about 100 kilometers outside of Prague. I became friends with the owners or with the people who worked there, and later on I helped him to change the light bulbs and try to influence the programming of films, and I just somehow became part of it, and I liked the smell of cinema, and at some point when I was 18 I sort of thought, why not try to study it? Or, and there's a famous Czech historian, film historian, Karel Čáslavský, and I met him at some point when I was about 20 years old, and or 18 years old, and I asked him, what should I do to have your job? And he said, well, I'm an autodidact, I've never studied before, but you should try the film studies at the Prague Charles University. And so I, later on, and a few years after that, I was lucky to be accepted, and that's where it all started.
When did you first go to the Karlovy Vary Festival as a viewer, and what was your experience then?
Actually, I'm ashamed to admit that I've never been there as a viewer. I only went there for the first time when I was hired as a jury secretary. So since then, I was sort of catching up on what is it like to be a spectator, and I'm trying to use as many occasions as possible to meet with spectators and to spend time with them to get the vibrations from the audience and everything. But I actually missed the experience before I started to work at the festival.
What was the first year that you worked there, and how do you think it's changed since that time?
It is exactly 10 years ago. I started in 2001 as a jury secretary, and it was just a job which was for the actual festival, so I was not involved in the preparation of that festival in the spring. And yes, well, it changed a lot. Obviously, it goes together with the changes in the world of film festival in general, and the industry aspect of a film festival in general is stronger and stronger. So this obviously goes also for Karlovy Vary Film Festival. I think 2001 was sort of a year between the wonderful 1990s, which is sort of golden age of Karlovy Vary, and when the 20 years old colleagues or friends, they would go to Karlovy Vary to see films which until today they remember. They are now in my age, and they still coming to Karlovy Vary, but they don't sleep in the tent anymore. They sleep in hotels, but they have the same passion. So it did change a little bit. It's a little less Woodstockian as opposed to 1990s, but it's this flair is still there, and you can see it from the immediate reactions of the audience that there is something strong still.
You, I know, go to a lot of film festivals. How would you compare Karlovy Vary to other festivals around Europe or even around the world?
Well, again, I guess the audience response is something which makes Karlovy Vary rather particular and special. People might not know it, but there are many festivals in the world which are not as easy to and accessible for a regular audience as Karlovy Vary, and which is something we really try to put emphasis on, that anybody can see anything if possible, so that we try to repeat as many times as possible. So I believe it's the fact that the regular spectator has a lot of chances to see good films, to meet interesting people, and I guess also it's the festival trailers. It's especially in the last few years, that's what makes our festival very special.
And you, in recent years, have had stars from the previous years appearing in the trailers.
Exactly, which we are really happy about that, because it confirms that despite the fact that it's not easy to bring a star to Karlovy Vary, once we get him there, he becomes a friend of the festival. And that's why John Malkovich appeared in a trailer a year after he came, and that's why Jude Law agreed to play in a trailer which will be released during this year's festival.
For many years, you've been involved in programming the festival. What is the secret of programming a film festival? How do you do it?
Well, there is no secret in it. We are a group of people who start watching films about 10 months before the festival, going to several film festivals, trying to see what's new, what are the new hot directors to follow. And at the same time, we try to put together interesting tributes and retrospectives, which would sort of help creating this wonderful atmosphere during the festival with the help of older films. Basically, we get to see hundreds of films, and during this viewing procedure, we get starting to get an idea what the actual festival could be. And so there's no idea before starting to watching films what the festival should be about in terms of topics, etc. It comes during the procedure.
Do you have debates among yourselves about the films, or are there some films that will only have been seen by one programmer?
No, we definitely do not that this way. We try to see films in as many as possible. Basically, the official selection gets to be watched by all four sort of all year round members of the programming team, and obviously we have a group of pre-screeners who help us to go through the submissions, which are now almost 2,000. But not a single film gets to be seen only by one person.
This year you are now for the first time artistic director, and you are following the great Dr. Eva Zaharalova, who did a lot to kind of revive Carla Vivari in the mid to late 1990s. She has big shoes. Are you daunted filling those shoes?
Well, for me, the biggest challenge at this time, given the fact that I took over only about 5 or 6 months ago, is to bring the 46th Carla Vivari Film Festival safely to the port in July, and with the help of my colleagues to have it secured. I mean, there are a few things which I will try to change a little bit according to my vision, but it's nothing really revolutionary, it's nothing big, and as I see the sense of continuity, it's here, and I feel lucky to have Mrs. Arwa around, because she's continuing as an artistic consultant, so it's much easier for me.
You must have met a lot of great actors and directors over the last 10 years. Have there been any who made a particular impression?
Yes, and I like to recall my conversations with Jim Jarmusch, whom I met in Iceland at the Reykjavik Film Festival last September. The advantage of a smaller festival is that you get to talk to people more than once. You can catch up the day after and actually have a really nice conversation and get to know people. And I was lucky to have such conversation with Jarmusch, who is really amazing and very charismatic and calm person, and who is very knowledgeable about cinema. So that's what I'm grateful to. That's I feel grateful to this job, that I get to see these people. As far as Carla Vivari is concerned, I like to remember Danny Houston, who came to introduce films by his father, John Houston, about 4 years ago. He stayed for the whole festival. He has become a real good friend of the festival. He was very humble when he was talking about the films of his father, and we had a lot of wonderful stories from classic Hollywood to share with. And he was calling his friends from overseas, and he was asking them, "Oh, why don't you come to Carla Vivari? You know, it's a great festival." So, I mean, he's one of our wonderful guests.
What makes a good year at Carla Vivari? At the end of the festival, I've been going not as long as you, but nearly as long, I think. People say that it was a pretty good year, or quite a good year, or a great year. What makes it a great year?
I guess you can get as many answers, as many people you have in the grand hall of Hotel Thermal, but it's always, I mean, what I like to see is to walk around outside of Thermal and to try to catch the reactions of people. And if there is something like, okay, whatever, in as far as the reaction on film is concerned, I'm a little bit disappointed, because even when a person is angry, or I don't know, is sort of somehow fed up with something and tries to ask himself questions and understand why a certain film was programmed, I think that's very good, and there is a communication between festival and the audience. So I think it's basically it's emotion, strong emotion of any kind is good, and that's what I try to see. Two different festivals, let's say both festivals are programming the same films, but at one festival a person leaves the cinema and says, who the hell did program this film? And from the other festival, the person leaves the cinema after the same film and asks himself, well, maybe I didn't understand something, so I should ask and, you know, have a sort of communication with the festival. So.
My final question, Carol, is obviously films come first at the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, but partying is also a big side of the event. Do you have to kind of pace yourself socially so you can get through all those 10 or 11 nights?
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm a sort of a night owl during the festival, because we have to wake up very early in the morning and we're having meetings every morning, but it's good to go to such places and to talk to people again about what they lived that day, what they seen, what was the reaction. And we could not just go to sleep. I think we just need to relax a little bit after the long day.